Shanta, you left an abusive relationship in New Orleans to return home to Kansas City, but with nowhere to go, you ended up at a pay-by-the-week motel with your two kids. How old were they at the time?
My son was 12, and my daughter, she was like 10.
10, okay. And how much were you paying a week for that room?
$230 a week.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, $50 a day.
You haven't figured out that far. How did you manage to come up with $230 a week?
Well, my son was getting SSI, and so that helped. And then I ran into John Wiley and his organization. They was helping me as much as they could.
Yeah. $230 is a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Okay. What other expenses did you have to meet? Because surely you needed more than $230, right?
Right. Gas to get the kids back and forth to school, food, clothes, recreation, things for the kids to do.
Just the basic stuff.
The basic stuff.
And the disability checks, were they enough?
No.
Not even close?
Nowhere near.
Yeah. How did you get by then? How did you manage that?
Going to food kitchens, going to Salvation Armies, just different resources.
Yeah. How did the kids put up with that, Shanta?
They held their head up. I think I cried more than they did, you know, behind closed doors, but they just stayed there and was strong with me.
Nan Roman, I gather that Shanta's story here isn't entirely unusual. Am I right?
Yes, you're right. I mean, a lot of the family homeless problem is really driven by the fact that housing is just too expensive. It takes a lot of money in deposits, you know, first and last month's rent. So people often end up renting by the week, which can be more expensive, but it's really a cash flow issue just because they can't get that initial deposit.
Yeah, I was going to say, Shanta, you couldn't do the apartment because why?
I couldn't get the deposit and the first month's rent together at the same time.
That's a big chunk of cash.
Right.
The Reverend John Wiley, here in Kansas City, there's a distinct lack of shelters specifically for families. Any idea of how prepared we are to deal with, you know, these greater number of families that are being plunged into homelessness these days?
Well, as far as being currently prepared in the Kansas City metro area, our last count of beds available for homeless families with children in the metro area was roughly about 38 beds available in the entire metro area.
38 beds in the whole city?
In the whole city, set aside just for families with children.
I gather that 38 isn't quite nearly a high enough number that you'd like to see out there, John.
Not even close, especially when you look at in just Jackson County, the school districts counted over 2,800 kids that are classified as homeless just in Jackson County alone.
Well, John Wiley, how did you become aware of this form of homelessness?
Well, I was simply driving down the highway in the community that I live in, and I observed the school bus stopping on a divided, you know, 45-mile-an-hour highway. And I came to a stop, and then to my surprise, I witnessed about 7 or 8 elementary-aged children get on the bus in front of a particular pay-by-the-week motel. That caused me to just go, wait a minute, if they're getting here, that means they get off here. And if they're getting off here, they live here? And I had to know the story.
Mm-hmm.
It took about 3 years to truly fully begin to understand the scope of what they needed to permanently solve this problem. And in that process of time of 3 years, we started getting reduced rents for them in partnership. Bottom line is, at the end of 3 years, I was spending thousands of dollars a month keeping these families out of these motels.
And you were spending thousands of dollars just to what? To subsidize?
Subsidize their rent.
Lower their rent.
So they could save first month's, last month's security deposit.
How does your journey continue after you hit the 3-year point and you realize you need to do something else here?
I was heading down Raytown Road, and out of the corner of my eye, I saw the former Park Lane Hospital. And I was on city council when it closed. And I said out loud to myself, somebody ought to buy that hospital for my families. And I realized when I said that, I needed to buy the hospital. So, you know, because it was the right thing to do, I went and found the owners of that hospital, some business owners that had bought on speculation to flip it for a profit. I walked in. I told them the story about the families. It's about a $16 million complex. And I said, hey, listen, I need you to sell me this hospital for $1 million for these families because it's the right thing to do. And the guy looked at me like I was from outer space and kind of cocked his head. And then he looked at me and he said, you know what? It is the right thing to do. We shook hands and we had a deal. That was 3 years ago.